Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody in the room, listen up.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPH, Infinity Powerhouse. The source for models, talent, ads, and media is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including Gucci Style, TM and TSN Magazine, and IPH Magazine.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brands on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazines, visit them at InfinityPowerhouse.com or send an email to InfinityPowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I. IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to Live Your Dreams. We're back! Woo! Live Your Dreams show, where we are about just allowing one to get on and talk about their dreams, about their passion, and share with the world. So as you see, I'm in all of my pink get-up, and I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm at home still. That's the uniqueness of a platform of such called Blog Talk Radio, which allowed me to have my own show, which is this will make the 95th show. Woo! Outstanding, outstanding. So what we have on today, I have my co-host. She's actually right now waiting for me to bring her on. And also I have some other callers that are going to be calling on. But this is the part that I know that a lot of the pageant girls are busy today. I've called and reached out to several. So what's going to take place is that they in the midst of getting ready. So who all knows and live in Atlanta, you know how it goes. If you're traveling from one point to another point, it's a traffic. You have to find ways to cut through to get exactly there on time. So the goal for them is to get there at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and that's about the time that they're there now. Then they're going to have the pink carpet, not the red carpet, but the pink carpet. So I am in my pink zone, and I'm ready, and it fits me perfectly. Why? It's because I'm celebrating a lot of great things anyway. So you all know what I'm about. So I'm on live on Facebook Live, and also we have Whitney. Whitney Wesley, are you there with me?
Hi, it's the Whitney Wesley, Little Rock, Arkansas, the former Miss Arkansas, United States, 2015. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for just wanting to be a part of this wonderful show. And I know that I'm all about, I can do anything but fail, because you know what? You know, today was a day where I woke up and I said, I wanted to do this. I want to do that. I know I couldn't be there. And, you know, you've been a part of different platforms where you tell people, well, they take forever to, you know, RSVP, all that kind of great stuff. And then on the day of it, then you're like, oh, man, I want to go in there and try to sneak in. Yes, yes. So, everyone, we have Wesley, I mean, Whitney Wesley, Miss Arkansas, out of Little Rock. So she is someone who's is a wonderful person. She actually is the founder, CEO and founder of HMM, and I'll let her tell a little bit more about that coming up. And we have also some other calls that coming in. We have it lined up, but as you do know, you know, anything can happen, and we have to move what for it. So thanks for all tuning in. This is my life. I've been on here one time today. I've been on here almost 2 hours, and I know when that call came in earlier, it says, darling, okay, it's time for you to log out. When the call came, I said, did someone call you and tell them to tell me? Yeah. So how exciting is this? I know you've done many shows with me, Whitney, and I know how it goes when down. Have you ever been in a pageant before?
Yes, I have.
Oh, wonderful. So tell us what's right now. To be able to experience what they have went through, and now it's going to be played out on TV. What do you think in that moment, how they were feeling when they actually was, going up for that crown?
The thing that I felt, of course, was like overly excited. So a lot of excitement, anxiety. It's just like so many feelings all in once. You're nervous, scared. but you're excited. It's a really good feeling just to walk across the stage. Just to make it to nationals is a big accomplishment, regardless if you take the national crown. If you made it there, you took the state crown, and that's something to be proud of because a lot of people are looking up to you.
Right, right. So I just asked you a question and answer it myself. And for you to win your title, you have to be in a pageant. But I guess I'm thinking along the line, the kids, as little kids too, were you ever in one when you were younger?
I did beauty contests, beauty pageants, yes. Growing up, I have done those.
Oh, wow. Well, I have never been in one. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say that a lot of people who do go into the pageant arena have been doing some type of pageant, whether it's just at their school, their college. People have already done it most times, but you do have some that have never done it. They always wanted to, but financially they weren't able to until they got older. And they go in it with all their might and they come out with the crown.
Right, right, right. Well, the unique partners of the unique partners, but the unique part of all of this is that I was there at the night of one of the episodes where it all played out. So I already know what the outcome's going to be, but I can't share with anybody. How about that? So I can't share with anybody, but I'm just excited to know that it's a beautiful experience, and I can truly say that, you know, if my girls even had showed interest back then to do it, I probably would have showed interest too, but they didn't even show interest in doing it because I guess I wasn't a part of it. They knew about the dancing and wanting to dance and choreograph different things, dance steps and do different things with, you know, all the different organizations. So it must be exciting. So, Whitney, do you have any kid, any girls?
Say that again.
Do you have any girls or just boys? I can't remember. Are there girls or boys?
I have a girl too. Yes, and they have done the beauty packing too.
Okay. Okay. Oh, awesome. Okay. So I'm just super excited. So everybody, what we have here lined up is called the Celebration Time. It's the viewing party with Little Miss Atlanta reality show that you all have been seeing in the social media from about a month and a half. And now the night is finally here. At 10 p.m., it's going to actually kick off into 3 to 4 episodes where you will be able to see it all play out. They're not going to have all, but they may play a little bit more other than the trailer, which they had before this month and a half showcase, and they may have a lot more. So with all that being said, guess what? It's going to be nice, nice, nice. So visualize that they're getting together right now, walking in. I had some people say that they're going to get dropped off by their car service. I was like, oh, yeah, I have a car service. And they right now don't even know if they, because the ones that we're talking to, they said, we don't know if we have to sign a consent that we can't share anything because it may be footage from the show might be there, that being another later show. So I'm preparing myself just in case I don't get to talk to any of them. We got Whitney here on with me. I'm here. Then I have some other ones going to be calling in. And I know that, you know, due to the timeline and the time sensitive, I know everyone may not be able to call in. But it's okay. It's okay. Because you all know I can do a show by myself with Whitney. We can make this happen. Right, Whitney?
Right, right. We can.
Yeah, yeah. So just to give you a little bit of history with her, I actually went to Little Rock. What is that? About four months ago.
A couple of months ago.
Yeah, and she was having her with HHM. I'm not saying HHM. HMM, and I was there for the media, which my magazine covered, and we had you all in the magazine. So y'all see that beautiful cover where her picture. And also, I think it was in green and pink. Beautiful. Everybody, lots of people love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
that was the fourth annual. So we're gearing up for the fifth annual, and we're excited.
Right. Yeah, and so tell us a little bit more about that, Whitney.
Okay, for the fifth annual, we are tweaking it a little bit, going in a different direction. We've been local for 4 years straight, and I just feel it's time to test the waters and branch out. So we're going to take it on the road. It's going to be like a beauty tour.
Right, right. Well, right. See, that's what, and that's what I love. So even sitting with talk with her, and we also talked about the fashion week that I want to have coming up in 2017 that she's going to be working closely with me as well. So I'm excited to have all of that. So as I'm flashing around and I'm looking and I'm like, this is my pink ring. So I'm glammed up with my pink tiara on. The one that I said I wasn't going to put on early, but it went so well with my shirt, so I wanted to put it on. Then I have on some pink lipstick, Whitney. I'm just all pinked up. I'm all pink glammed up.
Pretty
all
in pink.
All pink glammed up. Huh?
I said pretty
in pink. Yes, yes. So I'm not sure what's going on with the speaker. It was working fine earlier, but you know how that goes. Sometimes they want to kick out when they want to happen. So I'm going to give you a little highlights of all that are actually that I know personally there. I know I've met a lot of them that were there, but these are the girls that are part of my network and have worked closely with me, and I actually have talked with their moms, okay? So on here we are showcasing, and we're hoping to catch up with these busy little ones because we know today is busy. So we have Zoe Turner. We have Akaya, Piercy, Heaven Drew, T Harmony, Hannah, and Larix. So I recently just talked to Larix's mom probably about 3 weeks ago. We chatted a little bit about the magazine stuff, so I'm excited to know about that. But we actually took a picture with me and her together after the show in the back. So that just show you really when she called me, she said, remember me? I was a one that you took a picture with my daughter. And I'm thinking back, I was like, well, yeah, I remember this because everything was just moving so fast. And then a lot of people was tired because, like I said, just to give you all a rundown and just understanding how it worked out, that night when I knew I was going the next day, but my call time to be there was at 12 noon. And as I was asleep about 11 to 12, which I normally wake up by 1:30, I woke up to this message that's saying, it was a voicemail message, that's saying, we need you here by 10 a.m. in the morning. Instead of 12, we need you by 10. So what else could I do possibly, Whitney, but get up, get ready, and walk out the door? Because at that time, you know, Atlanta is 6 hours away from us. So I was driving, so I needed to prepare myself. So that was an interesting ride. But it was all an excitement because I knew what was to come, but not in the whole details. I just knew I was asked to be there. So when I got there pulling up, the cameramen, they were pulling up to take us out of their vehicles. I said, oh, I'm right on point. I'm right on time. So I walked in, and we had a little bit of time to spend with them before the cameras got all out and about. But it's actually the setup that you would think of on a primetime TV where, you know, but the thing of it is you having all these cameras around you, and you're not really supposed to look at any of the cameras. You just they're talking as you being natural and normal. And there are situations where people look into the camera, and when they do, they have to retake that because guess what? That's something that could be very valuable to that scene. So it's very interesting. But those guys were walking around, and I want to say about 10 cameramen and heavy equipment on their shoulders where they're washed down in sweat. I mean dripping sweat from those heavy equipment. And they are so focused and so serious because they're going, every time they see look like, you know, you can be talking about something interesting, they're over there, the camera's in your face. So you're like, okay. But you say that in your mind because you don't want them to say, oh, we need to retake this again. So it's very interesting, and I love the fact that by the time I got there, all of them already had been filming for almost 3 weeks to a month. So they were used to it. But me, I'm looking around like, okay. Okay, so I had my T-shirt that had Team Zoe on the front of it, Whitney, and on the back had my company name. So I didn't think to go like this right here at not one time. So what are you saying? Oh, not at all. So my company didn't get branded at all. At least that I don't think so. But it was cute, though, because given the opportunity, that was wonderful. So have you ever been on any, like, in any movies or videos before, Whitney?
I've done a few background modeling. I worked on the film, of course, in my local town, Fox 16 News. I did some work on in their commercial, for their commercial. I also worked on the set of for CBS Common Law when they had that show going on.
Yes.
And one of the most prominent was a film by Clint Eastwood, Trouble with the Curve.
Oh, Clint Eastwood. How interesting is that? So that was in Little Rock where it was filmed?
No. Clint Eastwood, Trouble with the Curve, was filmed in Georgia.
Oh, okay.
And then
I got you. Well,
that Clint Eastwood was filmed in Georgia. The CBS was Common Law TV show was filmed in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Ah, okay. Awesome. So, and it's so cool because what's happening is that, you know, when I was growing up, I just never even thought that this would be possible because it didn't reach my possibility of understanding, I guess. And you saw, you know, people on TV, and you just never really connect and say, oh, I know someone on TV or anything. And if you did, I always tell everybody that, you know, we all are related to someone that is in the industry, or you know someone who is, because these people are human beings. They're not aliens. They live in America. They live in the world. They live somewhere. So, but now today it's easy. It's much more easier to get connected because on the level of different things that you do, social media has made a lot of people personable. What do you think about that? Do you think social media have made a lot of people personable?
Yes, it has. Social media has made everybody personable because, of course, everybody in the celebrity arena, everybody wants to know their life. This is how they continue to be who they are by giving the world access to their lives. And
right. So
social media has made everything personable, but it's also good for business networking. And then in this day and age, technology is taking over. Pretty soon, the days of going in for a job interview is going to be long gone because everything is going to be FaceTime.
Right. And I can see that happening now because they even have more jobs that are home now. It's not even the same, actually the same at all, same at all. So we're going to take a break here, and was in the process of uploading a song, and I may can still play it from another angle. So, but we're going to play a song that actually was written for Whitney Wesley for when she's worker design. So not only that, she's the founder of this wonderful company, HHM, she also is a designer also. So we're going to go ahead and play that. So let's see if I can get it loud enough. Where it can play. Okay, there we go.
Tammy. Let's go. Tammy.
What you do after that? Hit the runway, you're not on it. Hit the runway, you're not on it. Hit the runway, on it. Better on it. He is for the talented. He is for the talented. He is for the talented.
And what's that info, girl?
Yo, I said the M is for the motivated. 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 The I is individual. The I is individual. The I is in the I is in the I is individual.
I'm a diva when I hit the stage. Yeah. I'm a diva when I hit the stage. Yeah. I'm a diva when I hit the stage. Yeah. I'm a diva when I hit the stage. Yeah.
When I hit the stage.
Oh my God,
it's the best ever. I'm a Tammy model. Yeah, it's the best. I'm a Tammy model. Yeah, it's a guest. Who is that? Who designed that?
Oh, that's Tammy. Say what?
Oh, yeah, that's Tammy.
Yeah.
Who designed that? Yeah, oh, yeah, Tammy.
I love it.
What you thought it was?
light. The cameras go click, click. I love my designer, oh yeah, I love my fit. I'm a Tammy model, yeah, yeah. I'm a Tammy model,
let's go.
Girl.
I'm a Tammy model, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Tammy model, girl. I'm a Tammy model, and I love my outfit. She made it just to match my measurements.
I love it.
I love my tailor-made outfit.
I love it.
Just call it Tammy, that's who designed it.
Tammy.
Tammy.
That's who designed it.
Awesome, awesome. So Tammy. So that's what her, you wouldn't say that's an AKA name. So tell us, how did you actually get someone to actually make that song for you? Because I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Yes. Shout out to my theme song writer and recorder. Her name is Miss Glamorous. She's a local artist of Little Rock, Arkansas. Miss Glamorous. She's all over social media, so look her up, Miss Glamorous. She is awesome. And we just talked to each other and we linked up, and I was just like, I get to have a theme song. And she was like, okay, well, we're going to make it. And so, yes, we made the theme song for Tammy. I wanted it to be spicy, fresh, and something
right.
You can dance to, because, of course, growing up, I was into dancing. And she just nailed it. When I first heard it, I was like, we don't have to change anything. I love it.
I love it.
It's upbeat, so I like that. It's upbeat, and I just love it. She did awesome with it. And that's my theme song for my clothing line. And so, Tammy, it's not any part of my name. I know some people think it's a part of my name. No, my name is Whitney Sherelle Wesley. So Tammy has nothing to do with a name or anything. It's just something that I feel describes me, talented
right.
and motivated individual. So with everything that I've been through, I overcome many obstacles and didn't let nothing stop me, and I'm very multi-talented. I
right.
fashion design, event coordinate, I'm actually, you know, writing my memoir, it talks about my life up till I won the Miss Arkansas United States till I got the crown. So I'm a creative
wow.
writer. You know, I just like a jill of all trades. So that,
yeah.
my name, Tammy, is something that I feel describes me. I'm very talented
exactly.
and I'm motivated.
Awesome, awesome. And you nailed it. I was actually able to hear it in person, and I mean, when you know, was there and everything, I didn't get to hear her rap. So I need you to, when you get a chance, to send that information to me so I can get that out too, because I would love to showcase her in our magazine and get to know her a little better. So, So I'm going to see if I can play this right here, and this falls in line with the little cute princesses, pageant girls. And let's see if we can hear this. So it's I Rock My Tutu. I always tell the girls like this. Wow.
It's all my get it.
and faded into this next song. This is by a Daytime Day Jam. She has actually been featured in my magazine about 3 times. And who was in this video with her is Model Heaven, and it's called Hair Bows and Skate. It's such a cute thing. As a chance, baby, may delete this, but you'll see this in real time. But I definitely want to give out a shout out to all the Packet girls. I am so sorry that I can't be there in person, but I'm there in spirit, and I know it's going to be wonderful. And I just can't wait. Hopefully, to get to see them at the end of this month, where I can go, actually go to 2 people parties. One is one day, one is the next. Okay, so it's always good to be in the midst, and I know on Facebook I haven't had that many opportunities because we wanted to kind of give it a little moment, you know, before we have another show. So it's going to be live this whole week, our anniversary date. And right now it's 6:57, which we have 3 more minutes, but I want to definitely go back on and see if anybody was able to call in as far as the little ones. And right now I don't see anyone calling in, so I can imagine what's going on with the setup. I can definitely visualize. So not only at that setting, it's going to be Model Heaven, Action Club is going to be there also supporting them. So I know a lot of video footage there. Tamika Porter going to get as much as possible as far as footage, and she's going to say she's going to put IPH Media there. So I'm like, woo, I love it. So she'll be bringing that to us. So hopefully we'll be able to see that a little later on. So imagine. The viewing party starts at 10 p.m., so they start at about 6:30 to 7. So they're in that mist right now, preparing themselves to walk on the red carpet. They got a lot of girly, cute stuff like you know, just being pampered. And I know it's wonderful, and I'm so excited for each of them because they work so hard to be 7, 8 years old. They know what they want, and they're going after their dream, and it's not anyone telling them, every day, you're going to do this and you're going to do that. It's in their being. It's in their spirit. It's in their makeup. Because you know what? They have a vision. They are being used as a vessel. And God gets the glory in all. God gets going. So, Whitney, is anything you want to say to all that are listening and all tuning in? Before we close out, how somebody can reach out and reach you?
Yes. I want to say everybody be looking forward to the IPH Fashion Week that I'm going to be very hands-on with. I'm excited for that. Also for HMMBC going on the beauty tour, I've narrowed it down to my 3 locations, which is, of course, going to be my hometown, Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm going to L.A., California. And my 3rd location is Washington, D.C. I'm actually getting ready to go to D.C. in a week and a half to reserve my venue and just lock in everything. So look me up on Instagram and Twitter, Ms. MS, Ms. Arkansas, U.S. 2008. On Facebook, you can just search Miss Arkansas United States 2015. Search me up, link with me. If you want any advice, I'm happy to give it. If you would like me to come appear in your hometown, I don't mind traveling, any fashion shows, any opportunities to speak, hit me up on any of my social media, Miss Arkansas United States 2015, and I will be there.
Awesome, awesome. So I just actually, and thank you so much for sharing that, I just actually clicked on Tamika's page to see any updates, and I love this outfit that Model Heaven actually have on. I'll share it with my page. It's beautiful, tutu. Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. I know they're going to have it, but I'm about to cry. I'm literally about to cry. This is so amazing to me because these young little ones work so hard for what they want, and it's happening. I cried so much at the pageant, for one. Let me give that to you all. So I know if they have the camera on me, like Oprah say, it's an ugly cry, but I am so blown away because this is what people work so hard for, to get to live out dreams that seem so impossible, and God is the final answer to all. So I sit before you today on national, far as syndicated, I'm saying syndicated, I'm putting it out there, but in national, and I'm talking, and I appreciate you, Whitney, for tuning, for actually, you know, chiming in and coming and being my co-host and all. I appreciate you wholeheartedly for all the insights you have given me over these past, this year or so. So I'm just excited, everyone. So this party doesn't stop here with the, actually the radio show kicks off, because in another couple of seconds it's going to fizzle out, but it's going to continue to go on for a bit. I need to go to take care of some business, and I kept saying, I'm going to do it after this, I'm going to do it after this. So just before this, I had a branding session with Diamond King. So it went beautiful and well. And I want her to come on because she's very well-spoken, and she will make a great spokesperson and a kid co-host at this point. So that's what I'm always putting them in the limelight. You can be on the red carpet and talk on behalf of a kid's show and also on the radio show. So I'm excited, so y'all can tell that. So, Whitney, I'm going to go ahead and close out with you and end this radio show. I thank all that have chimed in through our message board. Thank you so much. I see no questions. I just see thumbs up. That means that no one has any questions. And then all that is on Facebook. I see Cedric. Hi, Cedric, the Terminator, entertainer. I appreciate you for tuning in. Isaac Marshall, I appreciate you for tuning in. And Tressie, thank you so much for tuning in. And we will definitely have some more things coming up. I want Lena to come on and talk to also. So thank you all again. I'm not saying goodbye to you all, but I'm saying goodbye to the radio show, people who are listening out there. And this will be ready in probably in 5 minutes, and it will be put up there for everyone to hear. So, Whitney, thank you again. And until next
thank
time,
you
everybody. You're welcome, dear. Until next time, everybody, we will check and talk with you later. And thanks for y'all believing in my dream, because when I live out mine, others get to live out theirs, and vice versa. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.